Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
What happens when you lock 18 coworkers in an office for 1 week to compete for $250,000 of cash? This is Surviving Barstool Season 5, presented by Rumble Premium. Each episode released 3 hours early, so get it ad-free before anyone else, only when you join Rumble Premium. Surviving Barstool premieres Sunday, August 9th at 5 p.m. on Rumble Premium, and everywhere else at 8 p.m.
This episode of The Bracket, a Lights, Camera, Barstool podcast, is specially presented by Waterbird. That is right. Waterbird's canned cocktails. You can find them in grocery stores, a convenience store, a liquor store near you. They make high-quality canned cocktails with real premium distilled spirits. Waterbird's ranch water, fantastic. If you never had ranch water, real premium Blanco tequila, sparkling water, lime juice, fantastic. I'm an Austinite from Texas. Tell you what, ranch water, very popular there. It is delicious. Must have. You got to try Waterbirds. It's the ultimate refreshment. Makes their ranch water with real tequila, not from sugar or malt like all the others in the market. Waterbird also makes a delicious tequila margarita. The Waterbird tequila margarita is made with Waterbird's real premium Blanco tequila distilled in Mexico, sparkling water, lime juice, triple sec, and a little pinch of salt. No mixing, none of that necessary. Waterbird canned, all ready to go. Don't need anything else there. It's all right there. The ranch water, awesome. Tequila margarita, just as good. Maybe even better. Who knows? Try them both. Figure out which one you like the best. Again, maybe you're going to like both of them. But try Waterbird. You can find them grocery store, convenience store, liquor store near you. Thank you to Waterbird for sponsoring this podcast. Welcome to The Bracket, presented by Waterbird, Lights, Camera, Barstool podcast. Jeff Lowe, alongside Ken Jack, KB, Stephen Che, Nick. Skipped over you.
Sheesh.
Owen out today. We are doing, which means there's going to be no tie votes. We are doing, as you can see, if you're watching, you see it in front of us. You're listening. Best gas station snacks. We put out like 150 different things, and it got narrowed down to 16. Not easy. And I don't think many of our picks are even in this basket or on this bracket.
I'm already pissed off.
Yeah, pissed. Yeah, but we'll be debating.
I'm pissed. Wait,
it's just a run-of-the-mill cola sitting in front of me?
What is that, a regular cola?
Reminder, you at home determine what goes in the bracket. We determine the choices. You determine what gets in the bracket. So let's waste no time. We are going to debate each matchup. 1 versus 16 right off the top.
I already have gripes.
Gripes.
You can have gripes. Icy / Slurpee. We combined Icy and Slurpee because it does depend where you go. You may be in a place with no 7-Elevens. Maybe I prefer Icy, but for the sake of it, we've combined Icy Slurpee against Snyder's pretzel pieces, the honey mustard and onion, which
the
I don't
best
think
pretzel.
That's the best pretzel.
Yep.
So you think that's the top four seed?
It is the best road trip pretzel. You don't want hot spicy fingers or snacks.
Yeah, they do fuck your fingers up.
So I think the honey mustard is best for the road trip, but I think the buffalo wing make an argument for best.
Either way, 16 is egregious.
16 is egregious. Slurpee is Kyle's two favorite things.
Yeah. threw me off. These are S tier.
That's the
they're like
the pretzel chips.
They're the tangerine Altoids of salt snacks.
That's fair.
Is that good?
Have you ever made the horrible mistake of purchasing a bag of those, getting back to your apartment or home, and realizing that they're Snyder pretzel bites, not pieces?
Not pieces.
Yeah, horrible mistake. Yeah. Way less flavoring.
Wait, you mean like the nibblers?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
the nibblers.
These are cool too because you have the ability to absolutely drop them, kick them. Nothing changes.
Yeah. It could make them better.
Because this one's too big that I'm holding.
You're currently holding a very large piece of Snyder's pieces.
They're preemptively broken.
Which I feel like is unknown about? And we're going to do it. We have the test in front of us. We are going to not chew into the mic. We promise. But the loudest pretzels in the world too. But how many people know that the onion is tacked onto the name here? Did you know that it's honey mustard and onion?
Yes.
See, I would have just said honey mustard.
The onion comes through a lot.
But the onion is key.
But are you kidding me? Are we really going to fucking just pass over the fact that it's going up against the staple of gas station stuff, Icy's and Slurpees?
Is this the first time honey mustard and onion have been combined?
I think so.
I'm racking my brain.
Mm-hmm. Snyder's of Hanover.
It's an absolute shame they ran into a blue blood of a treat.
Literally.
I don't know. I feel disagree. I'm pretty sure, KB, you're not voting for the pretzels.
I've always been anti Slurpee Icy. I think if you're thirsty, grab a real drink. If you're hungry, grab a food.
What if you're hot?
If you're hot, you're probably dehydrated and just need water.
You're going to give yourself brain freeze if you try and drink.
Whatever happened to your boyish wonder?
Yeah.
I've never been into Slurpees.
All right, so we know where you are, KB.
They're syrupy.
You're into the Snyder's
pieces. They're not quenching your thirst. Snyder's pieces.
All right, that's your vote. But Nick, I think you're with me. I mean, a Slurpee and an Icy. So I actually, if this was just Slurpee, I don't think I'd vote for it. I think Slurpees are wildly overrated.
Icy's are key.
I think Icy's are significantly better. They hold their consistency longer.
Arguably the coolest mascot, too.
They do have the coolest. Yeah. It's very cool.
Are Icy's the Target one?
Yes.
They have the larger flakes of ice.
Quick Trip, Tiger Mart, before 7-Eleven bought up all the Tiger Marts. Mm-hmm.
But there's really only three flavors, right? It's Coke, Cherry, and then Blue.
Why do you need it? That's Slurpee. They have so many, like too many. Like we got a couple test Slurpees. We have a yellow one. What is that? That's got to be banana.
Mango. That's mango.
Oh, okay.
What did you just say?
Banana.
Banana.
You thought your first thought of that drink was banana?
Yeah, I thought there. I think there's a banana Laffy Taffy.
I hope not.
You think that's a banana? May we?
What's wrong with
Give it a try.
Jaffy.
So I hope that's not a Slurpee flavor.
Mountain Dew, fellas.
Mountain Dew. Oh. Fuck. I significantly.
No, it's not mango?
Significantly prefer Icy to Slurpee. Regardless.
Give that mango a straight
It's
taste.
Combined. And for me, I think it's a way better road trip thing than the Snyder's Pieces.
Guys, this is fucking banana.
No way.
It's banana.
No, it's not.
It's a fucking banana Slurpee.
Get a straw. Get it. Oh. God.
It's a banana Slurpee? I can't have banana flavoring. I'm allergic.
Well, we just dodged a giant bullet there.
I was trying to spit it.
Wow.
This would have been a hilarious
What a way to go out.
Okay, so
that's
Nick,
a banana.
Steps of drinks.
Nick, you're with me, right? Icy's Slurpee. Over Icy's the pieces.
It pains me to do. But you said best gas station. I get Icy's from Auntie Anne's in the mall, or I get them when I go to movies. Gas station, I think I'd rather have a salty snack.
Yeah, the straw's coming in. Quick Trip. See, like, what if you go to a Quick Trip or a Circle K?
Never been to either. Mm. I go to Little General, brother.
Does go to Little General.
What about Come and Go?
Never been to Come Go.
All right, well, or a Buc-ee's. There's one vote for Snyder's Pieces.
Yeah.
There's another vote for Slurpee Icy. Nick.
Che, what are you doing?
You can't just, what are you, trying to piggyback off Che?
No, I'm Ken Boning.
Smart.
I'm going Upset City here. Snyder's pretzel pieces, honey mustard, and onion. The only thing that I could find to knock this snack is apparently, I can't judge for myself, and I'm very bad at detecting bad breath, but apparently it gives you very bad breath.
These will fuck you up.
Oh, for sure.
For days.
But filling for a snack, huge plus. Tastes great. Does it get on your fingers and such? Yes, but not to the extent of like Doritos or like Cheetos. So I think 16 is an insulting seed. This should easily be a top four seed.
Counterpoint.
I think Slurpee is overrated, so I'm going to go Snyder's Pretzel Pieces.
I have a counterpoint in that. I don't think Snyder's of Hanover should be awarded for anything they've done at a gas station. A lot of issues there, if you get what I'm saying.
I don't.
I do. I do.
Hanover's in Germany.
Oh.
Yeah, so I say we go with Slurpee for this one.
More into this.
So is it tied?
It is. So you are Ken Bone. You much like he has done in the past couple elections, he has had the deciding vote.
That's right. Jesus, guys.
Do the right thing.
I'm going to do the right thing. Icy.
All right, there he goes. Slurpee Icy moves on.
It was a close game. It was heartbreaking. Rest in peace, my mentions.
Slurpee Icy moves on.
This episode of The Bracket, a Lights, Camera, Barstool podcast, is brought to you by Blenders Eyewear. Folks, I've been wearing these fucking sunglasses for years now. I'm not even kidding. And they have a feature that I don't even know if it's in the ad copy. They have these the frames, the I don't even know what they're called, the fucking flaps. Am I an idiot? The thing that goes around your ears. You wear sunglasses maybe a little too tight, maybe a little too loose. These are spring fucking loaded. They're the most comfortable sunglasses, and they look cool as shit, too. They have the regular, like, maybe like a matte look to them, but they have some clear see-through ones. The lens themselves have sick reflections and colors. Blenders Eyewear is from San Diego, which, again, if you're going to trust people who wear sunglasses, trust people from San Diego. unlike expensive big brand shades too, they're affordable. They're really, really affordable. $50, $60, that range, maybe a little more, maybe a little less, depending on what you're getting. Awesome customer service. I lost mine in the fucking lake. I shouldn't even be saying this. I'm going to get in trouble. Lost mine in the lake once. They sent me a replacement pair. Unbelievable. Not just sunglasses, too. They have prescription glasses, readers, blue lights, awesome snow goggles. Blenders Eyewear, I'm telling you, the best sunglasses I've ever had. They look cooler than any expensive sunglasses I've ever seen anybody wear. They are awesome. Always have new styles, always have new designs. Purple lenses, gold arms on black lenses, orange polarized wraparounds. The best sunglasses I've ever seen are Blenders Eyewear's. I honestly, I've amped when I saw this as one of our sponsors, because I'm telling you, the best sunglasses I've ever worn. I buy like one or two every summer. I think I have like 10 or 12 pair now. Just cycle them out. The coolest sunglasses, I'm telling you what, the most comfortable sunglasses as well. Blenders Eyewear, the best. 15% off your purchase. That's a steal, because they're already cheap. 15% off your purchase, BlendersEyewear.com. BlendersEyewear.com. Enter promo code LIGHTSVIP, L-I-G-H-T-S, V-I-P. That's BlendersEyewear.com. Code LIGHTSVIP for 15% off. Rocked with pride worldwide. That's what they say. Guess what? Rocked on Jeff D. Lowe's face. They're fucking awesome. Awesome sunglasses.
The 8-9 matchup. Two drinks. Fountain what? Sodas against Gatorade. Fountain soda against Gatorade.
This is a good matchup.
First of all, this is a easy one for me. Easy. Because, and we'll talk about it, about another snack later, and I'm sure you could spit into a Gatorade thing, but fountain soda, if you got some sunflower seeds maybe?
Yeah.
Pistachios?
What are you taking into account?
Take down the fountain soda. You got a cup now. Maybe you're dipping.
That's not, well, this should, you dip, strictly you'd be about taste.
You'd rather spit in the bottle.
That's
it
lame.
Closes. You got a lid for the fountain soda.
What an argument.
This is a terrible argument.
It's a Gatorade is small. A fountain soda. Now,
did you rehearse that argument?
We have small fountain sodas. You're going to get a jumbo fountain soda at a gas station.
I would never get a jumbo. I'd get a mini.
Yeah, get a mini.
I would. Why?
He'd I'd get a mini.
Yeah. Do the jumbo, or mini, you don't want a jumbo.
They're almost always the same price.
You got to go mini over jumbo.
Why would you get the smallest?
I usually get about three minis.
Three minis over one jumbo.
Makes more sense.
Honestly, I'm thinking long road trip, and that's that large jumbo 44-ounce, like trucker-sized fountain soda. That's got enough room for dip, a bag of sunflower seeds, maybe pistachios.
Enjoy your piss, maybe Mr. Piss.
You just got the piss nonstop, and Gatorade's going to not only rehydrate you, but most of the time, if you're on a road trip, you're probably hungover.
Yeah, it's right after a long weekend,
exactly.
3-day weekend, you're very hungover.
Want to get those electrolytes back. I think Gatorade easily freeze. Here.
Yins are forgetting the bubbles. I love a carbonation, especially on the road.
And there could be a freestyle machine, too.
In a gas station? No.
Yes.
Where?
Yes.
I've never seen that in my life.
I think I'm the most well-traveled out of the five, which is not saying much. I have seen plenty of freestyles.
Okay.
That's the first time I've ever heard of that.
Plenty of freestyles.
Well, let's match up the Titans.
The gas station of all time.
All right, the Titans.
I would say the light blue Gatorade is
Glacier Freeze.
Yes.
White Gatorade
sits.
Yeah, you like that's the one you like.
It's far and above better than any other flavor of Gatorade.
Back Pepino or whatever.
Yes.
It's not good.
Lime cucumber.
It's not very good.
I would get Glacier Freeze. That'd be my...
I'd get orange.
Good. Orange is near the bottom. What do you mean?
I like orange.
Orange is
like
definitely near the bottom.
I would say Riptide Rush is second.
Which one's the white one? The white Gatorade's pretty good.
Get out of here.
I mean, fucking like cherry.
White cherry, yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Right. Everyone here likes a good Diet Coke, too. That's like the other thing. This is the only soda.
Since when have I ever been open about that?
This is the only soda on this bracket.
You've lost your marbles on this matchup.
This is the only soda on this bracket.
This broke your brain.
You miss this, your carbonation's gone. Unless you count. You can't really say an icy as carbonation.
Still much rather the Gatorade.
All right, I'm voting. Gatorade. Easy.
Without a doubt.
I'm going fountain soda.
I'm going Gatorade.
Gatorade advances.
I do feel like the majority of Americans would go fountain soda.
Let me tell a quick story about
this. I think so. Yeah. Maybe. Yeah, the carbonation I do think is big.
So to your point about having a cup, I have and pertaining to road trips in which you would stop at a gas station, I have a direct story about how Gatorade would be better. So it was fall 2005, sophomore year of college. It was a Monday night, pasta night at Hofstra. Mm-hmm. Very nice fettuccine alfredo. You get a fettuccine with a drink, a fountain soda. Brought the fountain soda home, had a fine night, think watch Monday Night Football. Steve Smith, I remember, was tearing it up for the Panthers. Anyway, wake up the next morning. Bathroom is getting cleaned on our floor. There's, you know, male, female bathrooms. The guy's bathroom is getting cleaned. So I don't have a bathroom. So I have to take a piss. I have a nice big fountain soda container in my trash can. So I'm like, hey, why not? It's maybe 16 ounces.
It shattered right back up in your face, didn't it?
So I start peeing over my trash can with into the fountain soda container. I start to realize I got limited ounces left and I still got a lot more piss. Doesn't hold that much piss. If you have a Gatorade
16
thing.
16 ounces?
I think and it gets
a little bit flimsy as far as like redoing liquids. So if you're using that for a piss thing on a road trip, dicey. Whereas the Gatorade thing, you just stick your dick in
you stick your dick right in.
You're looking at plastic fountain soda cups right now.
Steve's piss is so hot. Like, it is so boiling.
Those are like waxy cups.
Yeah.
So his it's just the wax.
Burned right through that.
Was that your wildest college story? Like, some guys got hazed to literal death and you peed in a cup.
Literal death and your bathroom was getting cleaned one morning.
Well, the overflow had to pee in the pasta bowl. While holding the other piece.
All right, it already won, but that's the clincher.
What are you going?
I'm going to Gatorade.
Easy win for Gatorade. 5-12 matchup. That's gas station snack. Five seed peanut M&Ms. Mm-hmm. That's the one that won the M&M battle. Peanut butter M&Ms were next closest.
Yeah, those are very good.
I think Crispy's better.
I am so anti-yellow M&M, the character.
What? Well, that's a J.K. Simmons one.
Yeah, he's
that's
fucking,
a good M&M.
Yeah,
the red M&M sucks.
He's a moron. He's a moron.
That's what's so endearing about him.
No.
You identify
he's
with...
He's not an endearing moron. He's a
fucking stupid.
You like the brain versus pinky?
Yes.
No, you're dumb. You're dumb. Everybody Unlike the this brain. Yellow bro, the yellow one, which is endearingly dumb.
And the 12 seed is Arizona Arnold Palmer, which beat out Arizona iced tea and green tea. Which the green tea can and the iced tea cans are objectively cooler.
They're iconic.
Yeah. This has Arnold Palmer, which is cool. He was a legendary golfer.
And aren't they just like 99 cents?
That's
like a rule. It's like a fixed price.
It is 100% only 99 cents. I think this is an easy one.
Me too.
It's like a utility. Yeah.
Agreed.
It's the Arnold Palmer.
Really?
Oh, what do you think?
Peanut M&M's?
Really? Yeah.
Yeah, peanut M&M's for me. All right, make your case. I like Arnold Palmer, though. Do you ever open an Arnold Palmer and you're like, "Wish there's a little carbonation in here."
So if you're going for a chocolate snack or even like a sweet snack, peanut M&Ms are very far down my list. Whereas Arnold Palmers are high on my list of beverages.
Have you ever bought these canned Arizona Arnold Palmers anywhere but a gas station?
It's true.
No.
That's why.
No. Peanut M's, I've only mooched. I've never bought a pack of peanut M's. That and cocaine.
That's true.
I've only mooched.
You know,
you like when your buddy gets the peanut M's because you know you may get like two or three.
Yeah.
You're like, you know what? I can get my snack now and then I can still satisfy my craving for the peanut M's.
M&Ms are too shareable. A pack should come with one big one.
They make those. They make the
like
jumbo
apple
ones.
Yeah.
They make a jumbo? How many minis? How many minis make a jumbo?
How many like regular peanut M&Ms make a jumbo?
How many?
This is probably two or three.
They're big.
That's not that big.
I feel like my gut reaction was to take M&M, but KB swayed me. I'm on Team Arnold Palmer now.
Maybe he did make a good point. Actually, Nick's point was good too. Is that every time I feel like I've gotten peanut M&Ms on a road trip, I'm eating someone else's. Like I'm just like, oh, yeah, I'll take like two. They'll be like, hey, you want any? You buy these so you can share and be like the hero of the car.
Yeah. The peanut M&M bag should be the new socialist flag. Just waving that.
The guy who gets the peanut M&Ms, he's desperate to impress. Yeah. He's the guy who just learned CPR in the Heimlich maneuver, just in case.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a convincing argument.
Yeah.
Che, where do you stand?
Peanut M&Ms. They're not messy. Yes, they're great for sharing. They're filling, which is another thing with the snacks that I'm drawn to.
I don't think I've ever been filled by peanut M&Ms.
They're not like Skittles.
Oh, I'm stuffed.
Oh, I just had Skittles. Yeah.
I can't eat,
like
I can't eat dinner ahead.
I'm so hungry I can eat a bag of peanut M&Ms.
Well, I'm saying if you're hungry and you purchase these, you will have some hunger.
Some sustenance
satisfied.
Out of it?
Yes, yes.
Well, you're comparing a food to a drink.
Mm-hmm.
Well, comparing a food to another
these
food.
These do satisfy my hunger more than the liquid.
Yeah. And honestly, I don't think they do. I think I feel more full after drinking like a 50-ounce Arnold Palmer.
Yeah, Arnold Palmer. You're
eating fucking peanut M&Ms.
You're not putting much down after downing a whole Arnold Palmer.
Here's my one downside with the Arnie P. I don't think they fit in cup holders, do they?
Mm. I think they do.
They do. I think they're the same width as a standard can.
Just, no. Tall. Yeah. They're wider than a standard
just tall.
Can.
The tall boys?
They fit in cup holders, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think they're just tall.
Okay.
Mm, what a good
Yeah, Jay, you can start the vote.
M&M's for sure. Peanut M&M's.
Arnie P.
I'm going to go Arnold. I was convinced. I'm going to go Arnold Palmer in an upset.
Yeah, I'm going to Arnold Palmer as well. Sorry, peanut M&M's.
Yeah, you know, it is just like you look at.
Where is the Arnie P?
If you see a 99 cents Arnold Palmer can, you just look at it and you say gas station.
So like, it's better in a can. If it's a bottle, then maybe not.
The can.
Immediately, the second I looked at this, I'm like, I don't want this.
Yeah, the one we have
it
in studio.
So fast.
The one we have in studio is a bottle.
Oh, no.
We have cans of Diet Arnie P.
Oh,
nah. But I don't need that.
Yeah. The 4-13 matchup has a play-in game, so we've got to do the play-in game first.
The
play-in game for the 13 seed. Chex Mix against Gardetto's.
Okay. Ooh, this is insanity.
Which like
this should be a no-brainer.
So Gardetto's is just a more sophisticated, fancier Chex Mix.
Oh, so now I don't want that.
Or at least that's all
so
they
don't vote for that.
That's all they want. Like that's what they think they are, right?
Yeah.
I'm not saying Gardetto's is fancier. Gardetto's is trying to be a fancier version of Chex Mix.
They absolutely are.
Then they now sell their rye chips individually.
I think they're a bit more bold in flavor.
I don't like the what do you call it, the sourdough chips on the front of it. They're way too pronounced versus the Chex Mix one. I don't like that. That's a key of a fancy trail mix. So I'm going to go Chex Mix.
The only thing Chex Mix has going for it, in my opinion, is the circle pretzel. I like putting my tongue through them.
Yeah. The circle pretzel.
I mean, call
that,
me crazy.
That shaved off a good 5 minutes on a road trip.
That was like a primal thing, I think.
That and putting Bugles on your fingers.
Yeah.
Bugles did not make the bracket.
That's fine. My fingers grew out of them. But I'm just like, just tongue in a Chex Mix O pretzel. That'll pass the time in the car.
Yeah. I think the bold taste of Gardetto's wears on you after a while. Like, you're just like, this is too much.
This is too
much. Or
bold.
I can have a whole bag of Chex Mix, and that'll set. Where the Gardetto's, when you get halfway through a Gardetto's bag, regret sets in. That you made a wrong snack choice. We even have mini bags in the office now and then, and even those are too much for me.
Is there a more versatile food than Chex? Mm-hmm. Because then cereal it goes into Puppy Chow, cereal, and then the mix.
We're forgetting about Chex.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a difference.
That is a massive
Chex Mix maker. Reminds me of Richard Hatch. I don't know why. I think maybe I was introduced to both. You agree?
I just
Chex Mix and Survivor
an
Season 1.
Hour-long interview with Richard Hatch last night.
I bet you want to check.
I'm sure you did. Yeah.
He was talking about how he was wronged by CBS.
Oh.
Chex Mix might not be as good, in my opinion, tasting, but it's fun in your mouth with the O pretzels and then breaking a Chex. Breaking a Chex.
The white Chex, too. The satisfaction of that first bite of a white Chex is so good.
Those break easily, and then you can evolve up to the wheat Chex.
Mm-hmm.
Those fight back.
They do. They do.
Got a little crunch to that.
Which, like, and that's the thing.
They grew up in the tougher households. The darker ones.
KB said it, Shane, and I'll let you give your take. Chex has the Chex. Like, there's Gardetto's,
no denying that.
There's
no Chex
made by Italians.
Like, what's Gardetto's thing?
I mean, they have the chips, I feel like, are better. But, like, as far as Chex Mix has so much more versatility, there's many different flavors you can get with Chex.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as filling, but I feel like Gardetto's is almost, to your point, is almost too filling. So, Chex Mix, I think, is way more versatile. The Chex make taste way better. So, I'm rolling Chex
Mix. Yeah, just don't trust Italians. I got to go Chex Mix all the way.
Imagine someone said, like, Gardetto's is the spiciest food they've ever had.
Whoa.
Whoa, this one's.
This episode of The Bracket, a Lights, Camera, Barstool podcast, is brought to you by Roman. That's right. The secret to longer-lasting sex is Roman swipes, better than any other alternative. Roman swipes are a clinically proven way to last longer in bed, effective, easy to use, fast-acting, and no prescription required. That's right. Roman can ship swipes to you in discreet, unmarked packaging, and each swipe packet is small enough to hide in your wallet for whenever you need it. They're easy to use. Take the swipes out of the packet, swipe it on, let it dry, and you are good to go. That is it. Go to GetRoman.com/lights to get your first month of swipes for just $5 when you choose a monthly plan. Folks, that's GetRoman.com/lights.
Spicy. Okay, so that sets up a staple of gas stations. Oh, roller hot dogs
this
and
should
taquitos.
Be a one seed.
Roller yeah. hot dogs and taquitos against Chex Mix. That's I mean,
it's a damn shame.
Fucking
it's
sweet.
It's a damn shame this happened to Chex.
The gas station taquito would be the best menu item at Panera Bread.
Yes, absolutely. They would. They
are so good.
It.
I fucking love them.
I get, yeah, and they are dirt cheap.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
There is no reason for people to starve. Yeah,
I get four of them and one hot dog. That's a
there's. It really. If you,
how do,
you
how do you starve to death?
How do you starve to death? If you live in the vicinity of a 7-Eleven, how do you?
Yeah,
the homeless should be obese if you're next to a 7-Eleven.
Have you tried like the? Have you had like the chicken rollers too?
Those are a little weird.
Yeah, I've never even tried.
I don't know if I like those.
Those I don't.
It's
know.
Like if Rick Moranis got his hand on a Burger King chicken fry.
KB, go get a taquito.
Let's get it.
I kind of want to. Yeah, kind of want
to. Give me a dog. Throw me a dog.
Yeah, toss me a taquito. I think this is a fucking destruction by the roller community.
The downfall of the taquito is the temperature. They'll be very, very hot, and then you wait a second, and then they are
they're there.
They freeze solid.
They're not good cold whatsoever.
But the chicken ones are weird. Just the chicken rollers.
Yeah, the chicken, which you've never seen a chicken roller. That's just it's a chicken log.
Yeah,
that's what it is. It's the same shape of a hot dog, but it's just chicken. Which is not like but it's not a chicken dog.
I think like the 7-Eleven owner's nephew invented that. And they're just like, yeah, you can put it on.
Jason 11.
Yeah, sure, Jason. Can.
Yeah.
You so have gonna, my name after all.
I'm going to dissent here. I think these are gross. I think everything.
I saw a Che bomb coming.
I think mine is General So's right now.
Take a bite. Take a bite, Steve. We heard that one, too.
I don't know if they're spicy or I'm allergic.
I think it's just like...
Face
it's either
so red right now.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So fucking red.
Oh, my God.
Something's happening in my throat.
What is that? What is the flavor?
I don't know, Jeff.
There's only like three flavors. Mine's like steak and cheese, buffalo chicken, and...
Take
like
a bite of this.
I got buffalo
The taco
chicken.
One.
I just got heartburn from like it touching my tongue.
There's a jalapeno in this.
Something.
I have no clue what flavored taquitos.
Yeah, it's like a General So.
This is a new one.
Give me that last one.
I've been to that 7-Eleven 100 times.
Yeah, you live.
That's a new flavor. that's not good.
The fact you can identify makes me feel confident in voting for these, though.
That's General.
That was
Sills
a lot of chewing.
Right.
I apologize for the chewing, but
that's General. Sills.
We had to try.
Yeah, what was that?
Does that sway your vote the other way?
It makes me. Yeah.
Wait, no, I think it's teriyaki.
I'm still going taquitos, but that...
This is just how they always taste. If you have a food option...
True. Wrong.
If you have a food option, wouldn't you rather have, like, literally anything else than a gas station roller?
No.
That is
at
the
at
one
a gas
thing.
Station?
Gas station food should never be a gamble. You don't want it to be bad, because you don't... This is to get you through a car
that
ride.
Really, that... Oh, my God. When you get something that does not fucking work, that fails to live up to the hype...
What do? You just watch everybody enjoy
it
their
It is... Meal. Man, it's a devastating feeling.
This Arnold Palmer sucks. Its bottled form is so bad.
Which is why you always overbuy. Always,
yes.
If I am ending my road trip and I don't have two or three unopened snacks that I'm going to toss. Like, so I do a trip every year. We drive from Huntington Beach to Las Vegas. We have the same gas station. If I get to Vegas and I have, like, if I don't have a couple things unopened, I've failed. Like, you gotta overcompensate.
You do.
Yeah.
However, I think it's an easy win for taquitos. Let's get a hand raise if you want taquitos.
Yeah, taquitos.
KB, Ken, Jack, myself, Nick, Jeff. And then Che again. You lose 4-1 there. I was there. I was there for Fountain Soda Gatorade. Damn. Yeah, so roller dogs, taquitos, move on. Now the
shout out to Jeff for his fillable bracket being printed black.
Yeah. I printed out the bracket in black ink. Can't even read it. The next one, scraping the pen because you can only read the indent.
The next one has easily
this is
the
insane.
Hardest playing game in the history of brackets, and that it the three seed is trail mix, regular ass trail mix,
unreal.
I can't wait for Steve to try this for the first time.
14 seed. You've never had either of these?
I haven't had.
What the fuck? Here, give me that one. It's my favorite candy bar. Second favorite. I like my favorite candy bar is Mounds. And the candy bar I'm talking about, if you're listening and not watching, Fast Break. Reese's Fast Break going up against Take Five, which is now owned by Reese's. Used to just be Take Five.
That's right.
But now Reese's, they put their own spin on it.
Did Take Five rip off whatchamacallit?
No.
No.
Completely different. Whatchamacallit has wafers.
Yeah, whatchamacallit's like just a plain
no
bar.
Pretzels.
This has like full ass.
Take
food
Five is my favorite candy bar.
This play-in is impossible.
Fast Break is second.
Fast Break has an incredible nougat layer on the bottom. Got great milk chocolate, a good ganache, so peanut butter.
I've never had either of these. I'm going to do a blind taste test because I don't know which is
I mean,
which
that's,
is both.
You're going to figure it out fast.
You're
know, looking at them right
know.
Now.
I don't know.
Real
the, I don't,
so I understand
I
doing a blind taste test for like Coke and Pepsi. Yeah.
I don't know the ingredients in
these. These are just different things.
No, for the two Reese's things.
A take, which, Nick, does anyone have a Take Five in front of them? Read off the ingredients in a Take Five.
Wait, no, don't. I want
to
give an honest
which one I
think
I want you to guess the five ingredients in a Take Five.
Studying it.
It's a blind taste test. You've never looked more intensely at a thing in your life.
I don't.
This is blind.
They look very similar. I don't know the ingredients for each. I haven't. I don't know if I'm just not marketed these or what. So one is a bar.
Che is now trying
one, is
one
a bar.
Of them.
First thoughts.
All right, don't chew in the mic. Do it back away. Back
he
away.
Leaned right in.
We need to be one of those YouTube videos that's like tried Take Five for the first time. Like it's those kids that hear songs for the first time. We're going to get a million views.
Blind kids.
That's
going to
be the title of this.
No, yeah. Well, Steve is literally blind trying it. So
whatever this one is, the bar one is like a Reese's / Milky Way. This is very good.
All right.
The other one is a very weird shape.
Yeah.
I don't know what to make of this.
It's like a turtle.
You pretending you don't know the names of these right now?
This is insane.
I don't. I don't know which one is which.
All right. No, the mic.
He's taking about 5 minutes to chew this one.
Yeah, and he broke the first one pretty quickly.
This one by a mile.
Yep.
All right,
so which one do you know which one is which?
No. Take Five.
Take five.
Yeah, take five is the one. Take Five has pretzel, caramel, peanut butter, peanuts, and it's a chocolate bar.
Where's that rank among just candy bars?
I mean, all candy bars are going to be chocolate, so very
high. Can we agree on this, though? Both fucking elite.
Yeah, both are in my top three.
So fucking good. Mm-hmm. I see that's...
I would rather have a Reese's peanut butter cup.
Yeah, that I would agree with, but also I think Take Five having pretzel takes it over the top.
I think
but
the chocolate trip, pretzel though? Is one of the best desserts.
Agreed.
Period.
Agreed.
I think Road Trip is where this separates. Also, the Nutrageous bar.
KB, are you a big saltman? Yeah.
I'm a big saltman, yeah.
He likes
everything.
Sodium.
You've been leaning salt heavy this whole...
I don't have a sweet tooth.
See, I don't know. I feel like just chocolate-covered pretzels in general would be a good treat for this, too, just on this bracket.
It didn't fucking make it.
I would have taken that.
Chocolate pretzels make it, and yogurt-covered pretzels.
We're taking both of those.
If you're from Western PA, the Saris candy chocolate-covered pretzel rods.
They have the best root beer float.
Jesus, I don't know about that.
Let me have one. Che, you just tried, and we'll start with you. Take your vote.
Take five, for sure.
Clear,
very clear.
Take Five.
All right, I'm Fast Break, but Take Five wins take the play-in five. Against Trail Mix.
Trail Mix,
Boo.
Buddy. What the fuck?
Buddy. Trail Mix. Yikes.
What the fuck? That's a three seed?
You guys don't like Trail Mix?
I like Trail Mix.
It's absolutely smashed in this competition.
But regular M&Ms would be low on the candy list, and then raisins,
adding nuts
and then just fucking nuts.
You like
is this just Planner's Trail Mix, or like any Trail Mix?
It could be any Trail Mix.
Okay, so that opens it up a little bit.
Why?
No?
Why does really? That? What does that? All that
fair,
means
fair. Take Five is really
typically
like three
not,
quarters of the way done with the Appalachian Trail or something. Like, that's when you would eat Trail Mix.
If you're going away from Planner's Trail Mix, that just means you're getting the generic M&Ms at that point.
Trail Mix is like invented for survival.
Yeah. Yeah.
Give me a tasty treat.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not. There's
yeah,
no risk
air
of me dying.
Car.
Yeah.
Everybody just put on like Limp Bizkit or something.
Yeah.
I will say I feel like I'm almost deviating in where I think I wouldn't buy a Take Five at a gas station. I would probably buy Trail Mix. You know what I mean? I'm going back to that thought that we almost had.
Also, is trail mix the most pretend this is going to make me full?
Yes,
snack?
Exactly. That's very true. That's very true. Like,
so I need a bit of a meal.
And bang for your buck, trail mix is up there.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because there's heaps.
And it makes you feel like you're being healthy even though you're not.
Not at all.
Yeah, not even mildly.
So I get a kind of trail mix that's called, I think it's called movie theater or double take, where it's part of a, it's a movie theater one. So it's like the nuts and whatever, but it's got M&Ms and it's got little mini peanut butter cups.
Mm-hmm.
That is very, very good.
Yeah, you're eating a bag of candy.
That's like a potpourri of candy. Yeah. That's all that is. Yeah.
You said little mini peanut butter cups? Oh,
yeah.
LMBCs? LMPBCs? Yeah. Shit.
By the way, mixing popcorn in, with M&Ms is an elite move.
I see the little chocolate morsels sneaking in every once in a while with trail mix.
Yeah, and a peanut butter morsel now and then, too.
Every once in a while, they'll dip their toe in the mix.
Which, the Walgreens below our building, they have... The Walgreens name brand is Nice, with an exclamation point.
That is right.
Like Jeb, exclamation point.
Yeah, that's right.
They have one of those, too. It's like it's called the sweet mix or something, or I don't know, but it's got the peanut butter morsels, the chocolate morsels, M&Ms, and peanuts and raisins.
So trail mix can be anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a bag. Essentially,
yeah. It's a bag that involves a nut.
The only qualifier for trail mix is a bag.
I think a nut. I feel like you need a nut to be considered trail mix.
Yes.
There has to be at least one nut. Doesn't need raisins. Could be craisins.
We're wasting our time.
This is take five. Wasting our time. It's take five.
Is this a unanimous take five except for Che?
Yeah, I'll even vote take five on that.
All right, so take five
is better.
Big 14 seat upset. I couldn't believe it. So take five and Reese's, I think we're close enough. I was like, fuck it, we'll just do a playing game.
This episode of The Bracket, a Lights, Camera, Barstool podcast, is brought to you by Upstart. That's right, folks. What would you do if you didn't have high interest loans, credit card, any of that? With Upstart, you can pay off your existing debt quickly and easy. Start living your life. That's what you want, right? Upstart is the fast and easy way to pay off your debt with a personal loan all online. Rather than looking at the credit score alone, they're going to look at other factors, current employment, credit history, to find a smarter rate for your loan. You can check your rate without impacting your credit score in minutes for loans between $1,000 to $50,000, whether it's paying off credit cards, consolidating high interest debt, funding personal expenses. Over 1 million people have used Upstart to get one fixed monthly payment with a clear payoff date. You can even receive funds as fast as one business day. Find how Upstart, U-P-S-T-A-R-T, can lower your monthly payments today when you go to Upstart, UPSTART.com/lights. That's Upstart.com/lights. Don't forget to use our URL. Let them know we sent you. Loan amounts will be determined based on your credit income and certain other information provided in your loan application. Upstart.com/lights.
Next up. This is, I think this is the best road trip snack.
I agree.
The 6 seed sunflower seeds against the 11 seed energy drinks.
I used to be addicted to sunflower seeds. I was like, Mr. Sir.
I was so addicted, I had to get the lower sodium one because I was like, I need to stop eating. Pressure.
I didn't have the mouth dexterity to even get the nut out.
You can't make that mouth
work? So I would just chew them up.
Imagine. Oh,
and you're just bleeding. Swallow. Yeah, my esophagus is in ruin.
Your gums are just bleeding.
Fucking KB's going down his throat, leaving splinters on her clit.
Yeah.
No, you know, it's once you understand, once you unlock it, able to do it, it's great.
It's more of like an activity.
It's
than
an
a
activity.
Snack.
It's a fun game.
It's like a fidget spinner for your mouth, kind of.
No. Gooch in the booth.
What did Gooch say?
He's disgusted by something.
State your purpose. Just a slurp into the mic. Don't know who that was.
Yeah, that was Nick.
What did I do?
You slurped into the mic.
What was I slurping on?
The pee, possibly.
I probably did slurp.
Sunflower seeds for me, too, not just good road trip snack, it was a good gaming snack, too. You get some while you're playing like a video game.
I don't know if I've ever been fooled or satisfied from them, though. It's just a thing.
I think energy drinks are the road trip essential.
Yeah, I agree with that. That's the thing.
But you're a five-hour energy guy.
That would fall into the category.
It's an energy drink.
Energy sip.
it's a drink of energy. I think that counts as an energy drink, does it not? It should count under it. It doesn't need to be carbonated to be considered an energy drink.
So gas stations always have like random energy drinks too. Like they get the first
Turbo Go energy drink.
Yeah, like, something like that. Or
the pill.
Or just like the Mega Man one. Just like what flavor is this?
Yes, that or like a weird pill that you take.
I don't know why. I'm a coward. Top to bottom, every day, I'm a huge coward. Yeah. Gas stations make me brave. I'll go in there and I'll just try a flavor. I don't know what it is.
Because there's so many options. It almost scares you, too, that you feel like there's so many flavors that you're like, I'm fucking up by getting just the, like, the regular thing.
Yeah. Also, I love, like, on a road trip at the onset of one, I always get an energy drink just to be energized to be stagnant and immobile for six plus hours.
This Arnold Palmer is so
like, I
want
to be wide awake to sit down.
I'm moving on from the Arnold Palmer. I need to clear my palate of this.
And the and by the way, you, and jumbo seeds.
I like Biggs.
Pickle
flavored Biggs.
People prefer Biggs. This is more.
That flavored Biggs are way better than the flavored other ones.
This isn't David's sunflower seeds. This is just sunflower seeds in general. It's just the generic sunflower seeds because some people like Biggs. Some people like, you know, David. So we'll keep it kind of combined.
When road trips get extremely real, I get two Biggs.
Yeah.
two Biggs what?
Yep. Yeah. All right. So let's vote.
Yeah, let's vote.
I'm going to go. I'm going energy drinks.
Well placed.
Yeah, I'm going to go energy drinks.
Fuck that. All right, energy drink for Kyle. Ken Jack.
I'm going energy drink.
Huge fuck.
Fuck!
Sunflower seeds.
Sunflower seeds. Easy.
Che, don't fuck this up.
Sunflower seeds would be a two seed on my bracket of favorite things.
I would gamble right now that Steve doesn't drink energy drinks at all.
I'm a five-hour guy. So yeah, very once in a while.
But that counts under energy drinks.
It does not count.
Drinks.
You are drinking it.
It's not in the fridge,
you're
dickhead.
Drinking energy.
It doesn't matter.
So here's the thing. Here's my
That's not part of what makes energy drink. Energy being cold.
Here's my caveat and my
You
vote.
Guys are going to get ripped.
Here's my caveat and my vote. If you're getting this at a gas station, you're driving likely a long distance. Energy drinks are necessary for that. Sunflower seeds necessarily are not. I probably enjoy sunflower seeds a little bit more. But overall, for a gas station, you need energy drinks. You got to have energy drinks. That's my vote.
Right. Love it.
Another upset.
This is fucking stupid. You guys are stupid.
Yeah, I didn't. That's a
this fountain soda is watered down.
That's a massive disappointment.
This next one is drink heavy. These two. Yeah. These two mutants.
I'm upset by this bracket.
I'm not voting on I'm not voting for either of these.
Both of these lose. The 7 seed pre-made sandwiches. So like the plastic wrap sandwiches or sometimes in a box.
Yeah.
They're always diagonally cut. Ken Jack, I know you noted that.
Oh, yeah.
Against combos, the 10 seed.
This is all combos?
Which Kyle recently told me he finally found a combo flavor he liked.
What was it?
Honey mustard.
Ew.
Wait, like inside of it is honey mustard?
It's a honey mustard flavor.
Like, is this a spurt of honey mustard in the middle?
No, it's the flavor.
But what
is it? It's the same shitty vomit material in all of them.
No one knows. First of all, they're dusty.
They're very dusty.
And then I think I've gone on a rant about combos.
We did.
Maybe in fictional debates.
Something.
Fuck with them. That's it. The name, combos. Why?
It's a combination of pretzels.
So is everything ever. Yeah. Everything is a combination of something.
So you're more upset that they've cornered the market on the idea of combinations.
No, I think they taste like poo.
I do think they taste quite terrible. I think they're horrible.
They're just dry. It's like the cinnamon challenge.
One of the flavors is pizzeria. So the flavor is store.
But then they also have a pizza flavor. So they have pizza and pizzeria. Yep. Right? Is that correct?
But the pre-made sandwiches are voted.
Depends on where you get them, I gotta say.
Every once in a while,
those triangle ones.
Which ones we got? Bust one out.
Which, hold on. I just want to know. We have an example picture in front. We have some with
the
us.
The ones in the picture look great.
I want to read off the example flavors. We have chicken schnitzel, cheese and mayo, chicken and lettuce, low fat chicken tandoori, and then corned beef and sauerkraut New York deli.
Jesus.
You want to try this one?
Imagine.
No.
Imagine.
Take a bite.
The most common one is egg, I think, right? Like the egg salad?
Yeah, egg salad.
Where's my camera?
Imagine.
And this is tuna salad.
You have 3 hours left in the ride, and you got to make a call. And your buddies are like, what'd you get? Got the corned beef and sauerkraut New York deli pre-made from 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
If you're getting a sandwich, just go through a drive-thru.
Exactly.
You want to bite?
No, get the egg sandwich out of my face.
And don't they always? It's never like an even spread of yeah. items on it. It's always,
no,
it's front facing.
No, and you know, and you can tell like if the sandwich you got was the last one on the line too. Just, like it's just lettuce almost. Like there's not much of like the substance that you actually wanted.
Oh, Ken Jack, you dude, disgusting. Yeah.
Actually, get the fuck out.
Actually,
of
eat
here,
that
dude.
One into the mic.
If you get one of those sandwiches, you're going to hop in the car and hop on the aux and play like Hopson or fucking Tech Nine. Yeah.
That's so, a perfect circle of
combos.
Or
combos
Cemetery
on, right?
And Ghost Mountain. You're going to play Bunny Soup by Cemetery.
Combos.
That, everyone read
combos.
I absolutely hate to do this. But yeah, combos.
Combos from Nick. Yeah. Combos for myself. Ken Jack. Combos.
Yeah, combos.
You do like the egg. Ken Jack loves the egg salad.
Is it a pretty good egg salad?
Ken Jack, you're creamed. Eating it, but you still went combos. What is it bad?
It's not the best gas station egg salad I've ever
you
had.
You already Kyle, sound like you've what? Been sick for a week.
Combos, yeah.
All right. Okay.
Stop.
That's the worst a human's ever sounded.
The 2 verse 15. The 2 seed is beef jerky, which is a staple of gas stations. But we have to break a tie between 2 sour candies, sour gummy worms and sour patch watermelon. No immediate.
I'm a sour patch guy. Takes.
Beef jerky is very good. I like beef jerky.
Well, we've got to break the tie.
But you're a villain. Oh, okay. The playing game.
Yeah.
Oh, you're about to villainize.
Don't say what I think
villainize
you're
gonna
say. People. Go for it on sours.
So I really like the unnamed generic cellophane bags with the paper on the top.
Oh,
generic
yeah.
sour gum.
I had that as my write in.
Like 2 for like 90 cents. And those are good. Those are great. And I like them more than the Sour Patch Watermelon. Sour Patch Watermelons are too thick. They get stuck in your teeth.
Mm. Yeah, you're right.
In this play-in, for the play-in's sake, I think I got to go sour gummy worms.
Fuck. I got offered $50 for Sour Patch to win.
Really?
Gummy worms are better.
Gummy worms?
Shit.
You want some more?
No, I think the Sour Patch watermelon just has the better flavor.
You're guaranteed a good flavor.
I think watermelon is a shit flavor.
What?
Oh, if you don't like watermelon, then this is game over. Yeah.
I like it, but I think it's a bad fruit flavor.
Ken Jack, don't.
But what's
do not eat that.
A little more eggs.
What's the flavor
might
of
be better on what, this
like,
half.
What's the sour gummy worms flavor that you're going for?
The gummy worms?
Yeah.
Any of them.
But like what even are like
I don't know. I like the sourness.
Like who even has like just a kick. Who has like a favorite sour gummy worm flavor? Like
no, it's all the same.
Also a combo by the way, typically comboed flavors.
Yeah.
Who decided that worms get to be the candy?
Worms and bears. That's the two that we're rolling
with.
You
ever try a Sour Patch cereal?
No.
Is there anything worse, by the way? By the way, when a gummy bear, like you're just, you know when you're just not feeling the gummy bear and it's like a little too chewy, you're like, what the fuck?
Well,
sometimes it's
too hard.
Sometimes you have too many, you get gummy tummy.
Gummy tummy.
Yeah.
That's a real risk.
You violently shit yourself.
You get gummy tummy.
And it's an experience. It's a feeling that you can't even describe. You just have to get it.
All right.
Ken Jack had 2 halves of an egg salad gas station sandwich.
Not yet.
And now you sound just like you're underwater.
Not yet. Raise your hand if you want sour gummy worms. Sour gummy worms, raise your hand.
1/3 of that egg salad sandwich is in
wow,
his mustache.
Okay, so yeah, Sour Patch Watermelon does not move into the play, move into the main bracket. But now, Nick, go ahead.
Beef jerky's great. Very good. Filling. Good for you, even. And I feel like a Viking when I eat it from the show Vikings. But
okay.
well known from the show. When you buy it and you're in a full car, it stinks up the car.
Yes, it does immediately.
Do we have a bag of
We
jerky?
Do. We do.
Let's just open it.
Jerky, man, I'll tell you what. So I make jerky because I like making like fresh beef jerky. Yeah. I think it's really good. Bagged beef jerky is tough. And you know what? Have you ever bagged beef jerky is one of those foods that you always know like a guy who knows someone who has like a beef jerky. Like there's I won't name names. There's somebody here who did that once, and they just like went around giving them out. They're like, yeah, my buddy makes the best bagged beef jerky, though. Mm-hmm. It still tastes like the other bagged beef jerky.
It does.
It all tastes the same. Like they're like, oh, you don't like bagged beef jerky? Well, my friend's got a company who makes the same the same consistency. So, it smells.
It gets me. It's appetizing, in my opinion.
But it hits you. Wow. Like the bag was passed underneath my microphone, and I smell it so much.
Kyle and I, growing up in West Virginia during deer season, deer jerky would...
There was always like one kid in your homeroom or in your English class. His name was either Garrett or Dustin.
Yes.
And he had brought in beef jerky.
Garrett had spicy, Dustin had regular. Yeah. And they were just really long pieces of deer jerky. My deer jerky plug at our five-year high school reunion won our cornhole tournament, went out to the bar, spent it all, and then just brought a gun into the bar and robbed it. He's been in prison.
No, I heard about
yeah. No yeah. way.
Yeah.
What? Yeah. Holy shit.
What was the bar?
What?
Karen's Pub.
Oh. Karen with an I. With an I.
But it, no, you're forgetting. It was Karen with a C.
That's right. In South Wheeling?
Yes. He spent all his like cornhole
really,
winnings.
Like she's really caring about you?
No, her name's Karen. But C-A-R-I-N.
Oh, my God. So wait, what? Yeah. What wins there?
I'm going beef jerky.
Yeah, beef jerky's just a
elite.
It's just expensive.
It's elite. It's expensive, but you have to go with
all
it.
All right, let's rip through the rest of these. We actually we're up against it on clock.
Yeah, yeah.
So we got to rip through these now, and then we'll debate the final. Icy Slurpee against Gatorade.
Icy Slurpee.
If you're voting for Icy Slurpee.
Why do you say Icy Slurpee like Winston Salem?
Yeah, like there's a hyphen in between.
If you're voting for Icy / Slurpee, raise your hand. We got Nick and myself. Means Gatorade moves on?
You no.
I'm voting Icy Slurpee.
Okay, all right. So Icy Slurpee. Slurpee moves on. 3-2 vote. The 12 seed, Arizona Arnold Palmer against 4 seed Roller Dogs and Taquitos. Mm. You're voting for the 4 seed, the Roller Dogs and Taquitos.
I am, right? Even though that last piece I had wasn't great.
Jay wants Arizona, but we had a 4-1 vote. The 4 seed advances. Now a little more chalk. The 14 seed, Take 5 against the 11 seed, Energy Drinks. Fuck Energy Drinks. Are you kidding me?
I'm going to go Energy
Drinks. How is this not Sunflower Seeds against Take 5?
Energy drinks are an essential, but
energy
I love
drinks,
Take 5.
Energy
drink by
KB,
far.
Nick, and Ken Jack.
I have to go Energy
Drinks. All go Energy Drinks. Energy Drinks move on. And then the next second round matchup, Combos against Beef Jerky. Get out of here. What a bummer. That's a classic March Madness.
This is like, Georgia Tech versus the Cumberlands.
Oh my God. If you're voting for beef jerky, raise your hand. That's a clean, sweet beef jerky.
Imagine how your mouth would feel after having a bag of beef jerky and Combos.
And then the final four, the 1 seed Icy Slurpee going up against 4 seed Roller Dogs Taquitos. That's a great matchup. But if you're voting Icy Slurpee, raise your hand. Jay and Nick.
Oh, no.
I'm voting Roller Dogs Taquitos.
Oh,
Jay and Nick go Icy Slurpee. I'm voting Roller Dog Taquitos with Ken Jack and KB. That goes to the final. And then the 11 seed versus 2 seed beef jerky against energy drinks.
This is tough.
Yeah, it is. What a horrible Final Four matchup that is.
This is one of those Final Fours like you forget about the next year.
Yeah, you're like, who?
Yeah.
I don't even know who won.
Yeah.
Yeah. 2 seed beef jerky, raise your hand.
Gotta.
Can I make the case for you? Okay.
Yeah, I'm voting beef jerky. Yes. It's a road trip.
I think that should be the final.
And then the final is... We got the clean sweep basically there. 2 seed beef jerky, 4 seed Roller Dogs and Taquitos. 2 just savory snacks.
We forgot to bring up the beef jerky that's like unbranded in the front by
that's the best
by
kind.
And you get it with the tongs.
Yep.
Yeah.
Those stink even worse.
I think this is no contest. The Roller Dog. The rollers are a staple. It
they have more to offer, too.
Yeah.
There's no bias.
And they're less expensive, too.
Circle K.
Those dogs are damn
Cumberland
good.
Farms.
Beef jerky's overpriced.
7-Eleven. Tiger Mart.
I would have.
Wawa. Sheetz. Name them.
They all have them, but they all also have beef jerky.
I would have gone to Keto's any other day. But that one bite.
That was so bad.
I had one nibble. I had a Sam's Club toothpick
amount. You got red in the face.
And I got red in the face, and I know my stool will be 80 to 83% blood tonight.
Fuck. Yeah, beef jerky's just too expensive, too. Not as filling as a roller dog. And I think that also comes down to the
listen to
me.
Yourself after that egg salad
actually,
sandwich.
Actually, now I'm going beef jerky.
Yes.
Wait, what? Did egg salad sandwich get eliminated?
If you're voting for the 2 seed beef jerky, raise your hand.
I got
KB, that. Nick, Che, Ken Jackson.
Oh, I'm doing rollers. Wait, what are we on?
Yeah, Ken Jack and I lost the Ken Jack and Nick.
You have literal egg on your face.
That's it. The champion of best gas station snack is beef jerky, which
We clowned it in the matchup.
This sucks.
It
had just the easiest run.
We almost voted for the 15 to win, and it won a fucking bracket.
Yeah, fuck. How did that just happen? God damn it.
So I want to mention one honorable mention. I'm gonna go pick it up for those watching on YouTube.
We ate like one of these snacks, and it was me eating a sandwich.
Oh, yeah.
And that is Sweet this Tart Ropes, better known by their old name, Kazoozles.
Kazoozles. Mm. So if they were Kazoozles, they would have made the bracket.
I've never had
them. Try these right now. They would have won.
I should have copyrighted that after my first time I ever came.
Kazoozle?
I agree with Nick.
Yeah.
That's a champion snack.
It's okay to invent a new candy. You don't have to just call it something else. Reese's Take Five, Reese's Fast Break, Sweet Tart Rip. Invent a new candy.
Which is, you said, what is Sweet Tart about?
No, Kazoozle. It's not. Sweet Tarts are gross.
Steve's Kazoozle's going to like this. It's too sweet for his taste.
Stephen Che, if you don't like these fucking Sweet Tart Ropes / Kazoozles.
Also, what a cop out of a name Sweet Tart is. That's just what they are. It's like calling KB's penis short thin.
All right, boys. All right.
Yo, you didn't finish
your episode. All right, so that's the champion. Beef Jerky, despite being almost eliminated in the first round as a 2-seed.
This is outrageous. Yeah, I don't know how.
Zah is booing us from the
control room. Zah is booing Beef Jerky? Why?
Zah. He's leaving now. He booed me left.
He's so mad. He booed and left.
Is this just pixie dust?
I think.
No, what?
What? That's clearly like a cream.
That's a cream.
It's a cream.
He thinks it's literal.
So the next bracket, I think we're gonna do probably like a person.
Oh yeah,
like best person named like Jason or something. I don't know. Like
should do best James. I think that's what we were saying last.
Yeah,
time.
Yeah, best James. I think
that'll be fun.
So I think that's what we're gonna do.
Because that's a first and a last name.
Oh, God. Thanks to Waterbird, all our sponsors. Anyone watching on YouTube, make sure to like, subscribe, leave a comment below. Tell us what your favorite is, and then if you're on, listening on a podcast, make sure to also. Comment 5 stars. Let us know what your favorite gas station snack is. That's it for Che, Nick, Kenjack, and KB. I'm Jeff Lowe. We'll talk to you next time on the bracket.
Kenjack, say one more thing.
No.